Shishi. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof. Binyamin will be like a wolf who will rip apart and maul his prey. And we will find this in the future by Binyamin, by Pilegesh Bagivo, where the Pasuk says that they will be chatfonim, grabbers, v'chataftem lochem ish ishtoi, each one will grab his wife by Pilegesh Bagivo. He will be a Ze'ev Yitrof. And also Shol HaMelech, when he will become king, he will destroy his enemies. He will be a Ze'ev Yitrof, like a wolf that mauls his prey. Bavoyker, in the morning, in the early stages of Klal Yisrael, when Shol, who is a descendant of Binyamin, will become king, Yoichal Ad, he will consume and eat the spoils of his enemies. Vilo Erev, and in also the dark stages of Klal Yisrael, by Golos Bavel, Mordechai and Esther, who are descendants of Binyamin, Yechalik Sholol, will divide the spoils of Haman. Targum Onkelos learns the Pasuk differently. He learns that the Pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which will be built Bechelkoi Shel Binyamin, in the Chelek, in the portion of Binyamin. And in this Beis HaMikdash, Yoichal Ad and Yechalik Sholol, the Yidden, will receive portions of the Karbonos that come out from the Chelek of Binyamin. Kol Eile Shifti Yisrael Shnei Masar. All of these are the 12 Shvatim of Yaakov. V'zois Asher Dibur Lehem Aviyem. And this is what their father spoke to them. Vayavorech Oysam. And he blessed them. Rashi explains, even Reuben, Shimon, and Levi received a bracha. Ish Asher Kivir Chosai. Each one, according to the bracha that will eventually come upon them. Berach Oysam. He blessed them. The Pasuk should have said, Ish Asher Kivir Chosai Berach Oysai. Why does it say, B'loshen Rabim Berach Oysam? Rashi explains, because you might think that only that Shevet received the bracha that Yaakov gave him. You might think that Gevuras Ari only went to Yehuda. The swiftness of the Ayol only went to Naphtali. And the grabbing and the destruction of the wolf only went to Binyamin. Therefore the Pasuk says, Berach Oysam. Each and every one of the Shvatim received the bracha that the other one got. It might be that Yehuda received it to a greater extent. He received Gevuras Ari more than the other Shvatim. But the other Shvatim also received this bracha. Berach Oysam, all of them received the same bracha. Vayitzav Oysam, and Yaakov commanded them, Vayomer Aleihem, and he said to them, Ani Nesaf Elami, I am being brought into my nation, which means my neshama is being brought into the place where it is stored. Kivu Oysei Elavoysai, bury me Elavoysai, Imavoysai, with my fathers. El Hamaora Shabistei Ephron Achiti, to the cave that is in the field of Ephron Achiti. Bamaora in the cave, Ashabistei Hamachpela, that is in the field of Machpela. Asher Alpnei Mamre, which is before Mamre, the Eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Asher Kona Avrom es Asodeh, the field that Avrom bought, Meis Ephron Achiti, from Ephron Bechiti, La Achuzas Kover, for a burial estate. Shomer Kover es Avrom, over there they buried Avrom. Yishmael and Yitzchak buried Avrom. They Sarah Ishtoi, and Sarah his wife was buried. Shomer Kover es Yitzchak, over there Yaakov and Esav buried Yitzchak. Beis Rivka Ishtai, and Rivka his wife was buried there. Vishama Kavarti es Leah, and over there I buried Leah. Mikne Hasodeh, the purchase of the field, Vahamaora and the cave, Asher Boi, that is in it, Meis Bnei Ches, from the people of Ches. Vayechal Yaakov Lutzavis es Bonov, and Yaakov finished commanding his children. Vayesoif Ragalov El Hamito, and he brought his legs into the bed. Vayigva, and he perished. Vayeosef El Amov, and he was brought into his nation. He died. Rashi is medayik that the Pasuk does not say beferish that Yaakov died. And therefore he quotes the Gemara in Tainis that says, Yaakov Avinu Loimes. And the Gemara in Tainis discusses that we cannot take this literally that Yaakov did not die, because the Pasuk says beferish that they buried him, they preserved him, so obviously he died. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Loimes? Rav Tzadok HaKoyin, in Sefer Sisei Laila, Perek Nun Vav, explains that typically when a person dies, he is going from the physical to the spiritual. When he is alive, he has a body. There is a physical aspect to his life. But once he dies, it is all ruchnius, it is all spiritual. So in that way, Misa means that his physical life dies and he starts his spiritual life. But concerning Yaakov Avinu, even when he was alive, he was on such a high spiritual level. He was on such a high madrega of ruchnius that when he died, there was not much of a change. Therefore, the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu Lameis, Yaakov did not die. There was no change of going from Gashmias to Ruchnias. He was always on the Ruchnias level. Zot Rashi, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ze'ev hu Ashi Yitrof. Binyamin will be like a wolf that mauls. Nibe al Shiyu Asidim Lias Chatfonen. He prophesied that in the future there will be grabbers. Like the Pasuk says in Shoftim, V'chataftem lochem ish ishtoi b'pelegesh b'givah. Each one will grab a wife by Pelegesh b'givah. V'nibe, and he also prophesied al Shol, concerning Shol HaMelech, who was a descendant from Binyamin. Sheyia noitzeach ba'oivav saviv. He will be victorious against his enemies all around him. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, V'shol lochar hamalucha. Shaul captured the Malucha, Vayilochim b'mayav uve'edoim, and he fought against Mayav and Edoim, uve'choil asher yifne yashia, and anywhere he turned, he destroyed. Assume the spoils of his enemies. Lashem biza v'shalol, ad means biza v'shalol, which is spoils. Hamaturgam ado, which Targum says ado. So we see ado is shalol. We also find in the Hebrew language a similar pasuk, Oz Chulak Ad Shalol. Then it was divided the spoils. So we see Shalol and Ad mean the same thing. Vashol Hu Omer, and concerning Shalol, does the pasuk say Baboyke Yochalat Shaom Mad Bitchilas Boykron Was Richasan Shal Yisrael? Shalol got up in the beginning of the morning and the shining of Klal Yisrael, and he consumed the spoils of his enemies. Ula Erev, and in the evening, Yecholek Shalol, they will divide the spoils. Af Mishetishkash Shimshon Shal Yisrael, even when the sun of Klal Yisrael will set, Ayidei Nebuchadnezzar, through Nebuchadnezzar, Sheyiglom LeBavel, who will exile Klal Yisrael into Bavel, even over there, Yecholek Shalol, they will divide the spoils. Mordechai the Esther, Shehem mi Binyamin. Mordechai and Esther, who are descendants of Binyamin, Yecholku es Shalol Haman. They will divide the booty and the spoils of Haman. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Hine beis Haman nosati la Esther. Behold, the house of Haman was given to Esther. The Ungulus Tirgum, and Targum Ungulus says another pshat, Al Shalal HaKaihanim B'Kotshe HaMikdash. The pasuk is referring to the parts of the karbonos that the Kahanim received by the Kotshim in the Mikdash. Since the Beis HaMikdash was built in the Chelik of Binyamin, the pasuk is saying, in the Chelik of Binyamin will come out Kotshim, which the Kahanim will receive. That's what Yoichal Ad and Yechalik Shalal is referring to. V'zois Asher Divu Lehem Aviyem V'yavorach Oysam. He benched them. Weren't there some shvatim that Yaakov did not bench? Ela kantarom, he was angry at them, like Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ela kach birushai. This is the pshat in the pasuk. This is what Yaakov told them. Mashaneba beinyan, what it says by each shavit in its place. Yochel shaloi berach liruin, Shimon v'Levi. I might think that Yaakov did not bench Ruvain, Shimon, or Levi. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Vayevorech oisam. He blessed them. Kula v'mashma. All of them, it is mashma. Even Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ish asher kivir chosai. Each one, according to his bracha. Bracha ha'asida lovay al kol echad v'echad. The bracha that is destined to come upon each and every one. Berach oisam, he blessed them. Lohoye loy lomar, ela ish asher kivir chosai berach oisai. The pasuk should have said, Ish asher kivir chosai berach oisai. Ma talmud loymar berach oisam. Why does it say Beloshin Rabim Berach Oisam Lefishenos and Yehuda Gvuras Hari? Since Yaakov benched Yehuda with the strength of a lion, Ula Binyamin and Tu Binyamin Chatifasay Shel Ze'ev, the grabbing of a wolf, Ula Naphtali Kalos Shel Ayola, and to Naphtali the swiftness of a deer, Yochel Shalei Kalulam Kulam Bechalab Brachos, I might think that he did not include everybody in all the Brachos. Tamaloma, that's why the pasuk says Berach Oisam. He benched all of them. All of them received the other one's brachos. Nesef alami, I am being brought into my nation. Hashem shemach nisan hanafoshes el mokem ginisason. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in the souls into the place where they are stored, that's why it says, Nesaf El Ami, I am being brought into my nation. Sheyesh Asifa B'Lashon Ivri, because Asifa in the Hebrew language can mean Shehi Lashon Achnosa, which means to be brought in. Kimoi, Ve'inish Ma'asef Oysom Haboysa. There is no man bringing them into the house. Ma'asafta El Teich Beisecha, and you will bring it into your house. Be'ospechem Es Tfuas Ha'oretz, when you will bring in the produce of the land. Hichnastem labayis mipnei hagshamim. You brought them into the house because of the rain. Ba'os b'chem es ma'aseichem. When you'll bring in your work. And anytime it says asifa by misa, it is also a lashon of bringing in. The souls are brought into the place where they are stored. El avoisai means im avoisai. I am being buried with my fathers. Vayesef raglov, and Yaakov brought in his feet. Hichnis raglov. Here also vayesef means to be brought in. Vayigva vayyosef. He perished and he died. Umisalei nemro. But it does not say beferish misa. Va'amru rabbeinu zal. And our Chachamim explain Yaakov Avinu Lemeis, that Yaakov, our father, did not die. This concludes the brachos that Yaakov gave to the Shvatim. There is an interesting Rashi in Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk is discussing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musar to Klal Yisrael right before his Misa. The Pasuk says, Vayihi Barbom Shana, and it was in the 40th year in the Midbar, Ba'ashte Osar Chodesh, in the 11th month. 1 month before Misas Moshe, before Moshe died, he gave Musa to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi over there says, Melame Shlohi Chichon Elasamach Lemisa. This teaches us that Moshe did not give Musa to Klal Yisrael, only very close to his death. Mimi Loman, who did he learn this from? From Yaakov Avinu. Shlohi Chiach Esbonov Elasamach Lemisa. He did not admonish his children only right before his death. Omar, Yaakov said, Reuven b'ni, Reuven my son, ani oimer lecha, I will tell you, mipnei ma lo yehoichach ticho ko ashonim alolu. Why didn't I admonish you all these years? Kedei shloi tanicheni v'telech v'tidbak be'esav. In order that you shall not leave me and attach yourself to Esav. As the Marik explains, just like Esav lost his bechira, Yaakov was afraid that Reuven will attach himself to Esav, since Reuven also lost his bechira. So we see the power of Teichacha, that Yaakov was afraid to be Mechiach Reuven, because he was afraid that he would lose Reuven. Reuven would attach himself and become partners and hang around Esav. Therefore, Moshe gave Musar to Klal Yisrael right before his death. And he learned this from Yaakov Avinu. And the pasuk continues, Vayipol Yosef al panei aviv, and Yosef fell on the face of his father. Vayev kolov, and he cried over him. Vayishak loy, and he kissed him. The Mefarshim discuss why the pasuk doesn't mention that the other Shvatim did the same. They should have also cried over Yaakov and kissed Yaakov, their father. In Medrash Seichel Toiv, it is brought down that really the brothers also did the same thing as Yosef. The reason why the pasuk stresses that Yosef kissed his father and cried over him is because the pasuk wants to tell us that it was fulfilled, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, when Yaakov was on his way down to Mitzrayim. In Parshas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vov, Pasuk Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, V'Yosef Yoshis Yodoy Aleinecho, Yosef will place his hands over your eyes, he will take care of your burial, he will close your eyes when you die. Therefore the Pasuk says that this was fulfilled. Yosef was the one who did this, and that's why the Pasuk is stressing Yosef. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar offers another teretz. We see further on in the Parsha, right before Yosef was about to die, he said that he heard from Yaakov Avinu that the secret password of the one who will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and be Goyel the Yidden would be the words Pokoit Pakarti Eschem. The Goyel will come and say that Hashem has remembered you and what is being done to you in Mitzrayim and will take you out. The words were Pokoit Pakarti. Where do we see that Yaakov told Yosef these words and the brothers did not hear? Therefore, the Netziv says that it was Yosef who was taking care of his father right before he died. And right before Yaakov died, he whispered in Yosef's ears the words, Pokoit Pakarati, the secret password of the Goyel who will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And that's why the Pasuk is saying over here that it was Yosef who fell on his father's face and cried over him, because he was the only one there at the time of his Misa. Vayitzav Yosef es avodov, and Yosef commanded his servants es haroifim, the doctors, lachanot es aviv, to embalm his father. Vayachan tu haroifim es Yisrael, and the doctors embalmed his father. What exactly is this chanito, this embalming process? The Mefarshim explained that this was in order that the body should not decay. They would take out some of the major organs, the heart, the liver, and the stomach, because they would give off a smell, and they would remove them from the body. And then they would place besamim, different types of spices inside the body, and fragrances, and also smear the body with different types of oil. This preserved the body, and this is what they did to Yaakov Avinu. Vayimlu loy arboim yoim, and they completed the 40 days. Kikein yimlu yimei achanutim, so is completed the days when they do chanita. It takes 40 days to embalm the body. Vayivku oisoim Mitzrayim shivim yoim, and then the Mitzrayim cried over Yaakov for another 30 days, totaling 70 days. 40 days for the Chanita and 30 days for the Bechia. Rashi explains the reason why the Mitzrayim were crying over Yaakov was because when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, that's when the hunger ended. And therefore they felt Hakaras HaTov to him. Vayavru Yimei Bechisoi, and the days of crying over Yaakov ended. Vayidaber Yosef, and Yosef spoke El Beis Pari Lemer, to the house of Pari, saying, Imno Motzosi Chein Beinechem, if please I find favor in your eyes, Dabru No Ozne Pari Lemer, please speak in the ears of Pari, saying, Ovi Hishbiani Lemer, my father Yaakov made me swear, saying, Hine Anoichi Meis, Yaakov said, behold, I am about to die. Bekivri, in my grave, Asher Korisi Li. Rashi brings down three pshatim in Korisi. Either it means Asher Korisi, that I bought, or Asher Korisi, that I dug. Or a third pshat means Asher Korisi, Lashon Kri, that I heaped up. I made a pile of money with all the money and all my belongings that I received in Chutz La'aretz. Yaakov said, Nichse Chutz La'aretz Einam Kedaili. The possessions I made in Chutz La'aretz are not fit or worthy for me to keep. Therefore he took all these belongings and made a pile and gave it to Esav in order to buy his chelek, his portion, in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Since Yaakov and Esav were brothers, each one was to receive half of a portion in the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. And Yaakov bought this chelek from Esav with the money that he received in Chutz La'aretz. Asher Karisili, the money that I piled up in order to buy this chelek. Be'eretz Kanaan, the burial place in the land of Canaan. Shomo tikbereni, over there you should bury me. Va'atua, now, elano ve'ekbaro es avi, allow me to go up and bury my father, ve'oshuva, and I will return. Va'yomer Pari, and Pari said, ale, go up, ukvar es avicha, and bury your father, ka'asher hishbi'echo, just like he made you swear. Rashi is medayik that the only reason why Pari allowed Yosef to go bury his father is only because Yaakov was mashpiahim, Yaakov made him swear. Because Pari was afraid to tell Yosef to violate his shvuah. Because Yosef made a shvuah to Pari that he would not tell anybody that Yosef knew the language of Lashon HaKodesh and Pari did not know that language. Pari was afraid that if he would tell Yosef to violate his shvuah to his father, he then would violate his shvuah to him and tell people that he did not know Lashon HaKodesh. That is why Pari told Yosef, go up and bury your father, kasher hishbi'echa, just like you swore. Only because of your shvuah will I allow you to go. We see in Pasuk Dalet that when Yosef wanted to ask Pari to allow him to bury his father, he did not speak directly to Pari, but rather he spoke to Beis Pari and asked Beis Pari to speak for him to Pari. Why wasn't Yosef able to speak directly to Pari? Yosef was the Sheni Lamalchus, second in command, the viceroy to the king. Why couldn't he speak directly to Pari to ask if he can bury his father in the land of Canaan? And we gave one teretz earlier in the parsha, based on Rashi in the beginning of the parsha, that says that when Yaakov Avinu died, Nistimu Einehem Velibam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibud, the eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed up because of the Tzaras Hashibud. Maskel David is Medayik. What does it mean, Tzaras Hashibud? Why doesn't it say the Shibud itself, the work itself? And the answer is because they did not actually start to work after Yaakov died, but rather there was Tzaras Hashibud, which means the attitude of the Mitzrayim and Pari toward Yosef and his brothers was different after Yaakov died. And that's why we see in this pasuk that once Yaakov died, Yosef was not able to speak directly to Pari. He had to speak to Beis Pari that they should go into Pari for him. The Hafla in Sefer Ponim Yafois offers a different teretz. He says that once Yaakov died, Yosef was an oinei. He was in Avelos. His father was still not buried. He therefore did not want to wear Bigdei Malchus, the royal clothing. And since he was not wearing Bigdei Malchus, he was not able to be seen before the king. That's why he spoke to the base pari to go in for him. Vayal Yosef likbar es aviv. And Yosef went up to bury his father. Vayalu itoy, and they went up with him. Kol avde pari, all the servants of pari. Ziknei besai, the elders of his house. V'chol ziknei eretz Mitzrayim, and all the elders of the land of Mitzrayim. V'chol beis Yosef, and the whole house of Yosef, referring to his wife and his children, and his servants. Ve'echov, and his brothers, the Shvatim. Uveis aviv, and his father's house, referring to the Shvatim's children. Raktapom, only their small children. Vitzaynab uvekaram, their sheep and their cattle. Ozivu be'eretz Goshen, they left in the land of Goshen. Vayal imoy gam rechev gam paroshim, and also the chariots and riders went up with Yosef. Vayehi hamachaneh koved ma'od, the camp was very large, was very great. Rabbeinu Bechaye is medayek that there were 9 levels of people that went with Yosef to bury Yaakov. As the pasuk says, Yosef is 1. Avde Pari, the servants of Pari, are 2. Ziknei Beisai, the elders of his household, is 3. Kol Ziknei Mitzrayim is 4. Beis Yosef is 5. Echov is 6. Beis Aviv is 7. And then we have Rechev and Paroshim, 8 and 9. L'chore it's shver in Pasuk Ches. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that they left their tzoyin and bokor in the land of Goshen? Was it a typical thing to do to bring cattle to a levaya? Was it typical to bring taf, small children, to a burial? Why does the Pasuk say, Rak tapom v'tzoynam uvakorom ozru be'eretz Goshen? It's obvious. The Mayam Lois answers that when Yaakov Avinu died, the Shvatim had intentions to return to the land of Canaan and leave Mitzrayim. When Pari heard about this, he did not want them to leave. He therefore took a mashkin, collateral, from them in order that they would return to Mitzrayim. He told them, you cannot go with your sheep, your cattle, and your small children. Leave them here. This way I know that you will return. Vayavoyu, and they came at Gerin Ha'otod, to a place called Gerin Ha'otod, Asher Be'ever HaYarden, which was on the other side of the Yarden, on the east side of the Yarden. Rashi explains why this place was called Gerin Ha'otod, a silo surrounded by thorns. It was because of the episode that happened there that this place received the name Gerin Ha'otod. Because when this huge entourage came from Mitzrayim to Canaan, and the Canaanim and the Ishmaelim saw this huge amount of people, they were afraid that Mitzrayim was coming to war against Canaan. And they took their weapons and they wanted to wage war against the Bnei Yaakov. But it was when they saw the crown of Yosef hanging on the coffin of Yaakov, they recognized this crown. This crown was worn by the one who fed them during the years of the hunger. And they showed respect to Yosef and Yaakov and took off their crowns and hung it on the coffin next to Yosef's crown. And it was because the crowns surrounded the coffin like thorns surround the silo that this place was referred to as Gerin Ha'otod, the silo that was surrounded by thorns. Vayisbedu sham mispeid gadol v'kaved ma'od, and they eulogized over there in Ever HaYarden a tremendous eulogy for Yaakov Avinu. Vayas la'oviv evel shivas yomim, and over there they mourned for Yaakov for 7 days. Vayar Yosef ha'oretz ha'knani es ha'evel, and the people who lived in Canaan saw the mourning for Yaakov begarin ha'otod in Gerin ha'otod. Vayomru, when they said, evel koved zeh l'mitzrayim, this is a great mourning for Mitzrayim. Alkein korash shema ovel Mitzrayim asher be'ever ha'yadein, that's why they named this place ovel Mitzrayim, which was on the east side of the Yarden. Vayasu vonov loy, and the Shvatim did to Yaakov Cain so kasher tzivam, like he commanded them. And Rashi explains the tzivui was that only the Shvatim should carry his coffin and not the children of the Shvatim, who were children of Canaanites, of Canaani women which the Shvatim married. And also he said that 3 Shvatim should be on each side, 3 to the west, 3 to the east, 3 to the north, and 3 to the south. He also said that Yosef should not carry his coffin because Yosef is a king. And Levi, who will carry the Urn in the future, shall also not carry his coffin. Instead of Levi and Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim should be in their place. Vayisu Oisei von of Arza Canaan, and his children, the Shvatim, carried him to the land of Canaan. Vayikbru Oisei, and they buried him. Bima'oras Sedeha Machpelah, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, Ashakona Avram is Hasode Lachuzas Kever, that Avram purchased this field as a burial place, Meis Ephron Hachiti, from Ephron the Chiti, Alpnei Mamre, before Mamre. It is interesting to note that the Shvatim carried Yaakov Avinu to the land of Canaan in a very roundabout way. The fastest way to go from Mitzrayim to Canaan would be entering Derech Eretz Pelishtim through the land of Pelishtim, which means going from Mitzrayim to Canaan and coming into Canaan from the south. Why did the Bnei Yaakov carry their father all the way around to Eiver Ayarden in order to enter Eretz Yisrael from the east side of Eretz Yisrael? That's almost going like in a semicircle to get into Eretz Yisrael. Secondly, why was the Avelus, the 7 days of mourning, and the Hespit, the eulogy for Yaakov, all done in Gerin Ha'otad, which was in Chutz Laaretz? Why didn't they do all these things right by the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, right where he would be buried, right before his Kvura? I heard a teretz that during that time period, Canaan and Mitzrayim were at war. And that's why it makes sense earlier, when the brothers came down to buy food in Mitzrayim, Yosef accused them of being Meraglim. This makes a lot of sense if we say that there was a war between Canaan and Mitzrayim going on. Because if 10 brothers come through 10 different gates, it makes sense that during a war, the people of Mitzrayim should accuse them of being Meraglim spies. Also, like we mentioned earlier, when the Nesi'ei Yishmael and the Malchi Canaan saw the entourage coming from Mitzrayim, right away they took their weapons and came out to war against the Bnei Yaakov. This also makes a lot of sense if Canaan and Mitzrayim were at war during that time period. Because if they see a lot of people coming from Mitzrayim to Canaan, they think that they are being attacked. That's why they took their weapons. So Canaan and Mitzrayim were at war. Therefore, the Canaanim would not allow the Mitzrayim or people from Mitzrayim to come into their land. They would not allow this whole entourage to come in to bury Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, only the brothers were allowed to actually come in to bury Yaakov. And in order to make Avelus, and in order to make Hespedim, they had to do that with this large crowd outside Eretz Yisrael. The closest place outside Eretz Yisrael to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah was Be'Eiver HaYarden, on the east side of the Yarden. That's why they went all the way around to the east side of the Yarden, in order to come to the closest place to the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, to make the eulogies, to make the Hespid, to make the Avelus, in order that other people can also take part in it. And then afterwards, just the brothers and Yosef went to bury their father. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayma, and Yosef returned to Mitzrayim, hu ve'echov, he and his brothers, v'chol ha'olim itoy likbares aviv, and then all the people that went with him to bury his father. Achrei kavri ha'saviv, after he finished burying his father. Rashi is medayik that over here we see that the brothers came before the Mitzrayim. First it was echov, and then v'chol ha'olim itoy likbares aviv. As opposed to when they went up to Canaan to bury Yaakov, the pasuk says in pasuk Zayin and Ches that first the people of Mitzrayim went avdei parei ziknei beisai ziknei eretz Mitzrayim, and then echov the shvatim. And he answers that the pshat is on the way to bury Yaakov, the Mitzrayim did not give kavod to the brothers, and they went before the brothers. But after they saw the honor that the Malchi Canaan and the Nesi'ei Yishmael gave to Yaakov Avinu by hanging their crown on his coffin, then they also gave honor to Yaakov and allowed the Shvatim to return and go back before them. Vayiru achei Yosef ki meis avihem, and the brothers of Yosef saw that their father Yaakov had died. The obvious question is, of course they saw that Yaakov died. They buried him. What's the pasuk coming to tell us? And Rashi explains that they saw in Yosef's reaction towards them that Yaakov died. They saw Yaakov's misa in Yosef, because as long as Yaakov was alive, Yosef used to invite the Shvatim to dine with him. But once Yaakov died, he stopped inviting them. They thought it was because Yosef wanted to take revenge because of Mechiras Yosef, and that's why he did not invite them anymore. But the Medrash explains the reason why he did not invite them was because as long as Yaakov was alive, Yaakov was the one who appointed Yosef to sit Barosh, to sit at the head of the table, since he was king. Although Reuven was the Bechor and Yehuda was the Melech of the Shvatim, still he was king, and therefore Yaakov appointed him to be sitting at the head. But once Yaakov died, so he did not have Yaakov to appoint him to sit Barosh, but he felt he must sit Barosh since he's the king, but he was uncomfortable. Therefore he stopped inviting them, not to put himself in the predicament to have to decide should he sit Barosh or not sit Barosh. Vayomru, and the Shvatim said, Lu yistameinu, Yosef, maybe Yosef will hate us. V'hoshev yoshev lanu es kol haro asher gamalnu oisai, and he will return to us all the bad that we did to him. Vayitzavu el Yosef lemar, and they commanded messengers to Yosef saying, Rashi explains the messengers were the Bnei Bila, who Yosef used to be very friendly with. Vayitzavu el Yosef lemar, and they commanded the Bnei Bila to go to Yosef saying, Avicha tziva, your father has commanded lefnei moisai, before his death, lemar saying, Kaisemru li Yosef, so you shall say to Yosef, Ana, please, sana, forgive pesha achecha, the willful sins of your brothers, v'chatosan, and their sins, their shogeg, their inadvertent sins, kirog imalucha, because they paid you back in a bad way. The Mefarshim explain the pesha achecha referring to the willful sins, the sin of mechiras Yosef, which they did willfully, v'chatosan, and their shogeg, which was their mistake, that they thought that you were mechuyev misa, they judged you wrong, they did not paskin in the correct way. The ato, and now sono lefesha avde elikei avicha, forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father. Although your father is not alive, his God is still alive, and they are his servants. Vayef Yosef bidabram elo, and Yosef cried when they spoke to him. Yosef was crying by the fact that he was accused that he would actually take revenge against his brothers. Vayelchu gam echov, and then the rest of his brothers came, not only the Bnei Bila, but the rest of the Shvatim. Vayiplu lefonov, and they fell before him. Vayomru, and they said, Hinenu lecho la'avodim, we will be to you for servants, since we sold you as a servant. Mida keneged mida, let us be nischaper, let us be atoned through the fact that we will be servants to you. Vayomru alehem Yosef, and Yosef said to them, Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Ki asachas elekim ani, am I in the place of Hashem? V'atem chashavtem olai ro, you intended to do bad to me. Elokim chashav olatoivo, Hashem had different intentions, and he caused only good to be done. L'man asoyis kayom azeh, in order that it should be done clear like this day. L'hachayos amrov, that a large amount of people should live. Yosef said, do not be afraid that I will kill you, because I am not in the place of Hashem. Hashem decides what happens. And just like you were 10 people and were not able to do bad to one person because Hashem did not want, I, who am only one person, cannot do bad to 10 if that's not the will of Hashem. Hasachas elokim oni, I am not in the place of Hashem.